Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer, and this is the playoff edition. We've made it, folks. 60-game struggle filled with injuries, bad play, COVID scares, 7-inning doubleheaders, runners on second base in extra innings, bonus Cantos. More injuries and more injuries. The marathon is over. We've battled through. Limped our way in, some would say. But we're in nonetheless. It has been determined who we are playing. Everything has been finalized. The Yankees are the fifth seed, which we knew already. And they are heading to Cleveland, home of Drew Carey, former home of LeBron, and other losers like that. It's going to be tough. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Yankees Twitter is split right now between going all the way or first round exit. Cole versus Bieber. Bieber will be the Cy Young winner, possibly MVP. Hope not. I hate it when pitchers win MVPs. It's like, isn't that what the Cy Young is for? Cole will be ready. No doubt. Bieber should be good. No doubt. Low scoring game, I hope. Where we come out the victor. Tanaka versus either Plesac or Carrasco. I've seen more of Carrasco, but I don't think it's been officially announced yet. And my gut feeling tells me it'll be Hap if a game three is needed, and hopefully not. Hopefully we come out these first two games and put it to them. I love Debbie. I think everybody does. The kid's got great potential. But I think Boone will go with the veteran presence here. And probably it's the right call. Hap has certainly pitched well enough to earn it. But like I said, hopefully we won't need that. It hasn't been all doom and gloom this season so far. DJ did win the batting title with a .364 average. Crushed it this year. 2.9 WAR. Outstanding. Voit wins the home run crown, possibly an MVP this year, but, you know, Yankee bias, he probably won't get it. .279 average. 22 home runs. 41 runs, 52 RBIs, OPS of .948. Outstanding. Outstanding year. He played 56 of the 60 games, hobbling with foot stuff, quote unquote. You know, I'm a big Mike Ford fan, but even I can admit I was wrong. Voight was definitely the leader to spark everything we needed this year. He carried us. I know I said, I think in the last episode, I was talking about how DJ is the team MVP. But you know what? After really thinking about it, DJ was hurt, missed some time, had the COVID, had the thumb sprain. Definitely the lineup is better with him. He sparks it. But Voight was definitely the leader this year. Played hurt and refused to come out and carried this team. I mean, you can't deny it. Well, he just needs to help continue to carry us a little bit longer, and then he can get his foot checked out and whatever they need to do. This is going to be a battle for sure. The pitching Cleveland has is top notch. The starting pitching is, I think, the best in the league. In a three-game set, it's scary. It is a scary circumstances we're in. It's not what you want, as Joe Girardi would say. But this is the hand we're dealt, because this is the hand that the Yankees decided to play this year, with rest days, injuries. I know you can't blame injuries on players, but, you know, it's still part of the narrative. Injuries, rest days, very bad play, most errors in the majors, and yet still somehow there was days where they were the juggernaut Yankees and the best team in the baseball. It's crazy. It's basically two different sides of a coin. On one day, they can be the best team in baseball, and on the other day, they can be the worst and give up 14 runs to the Toronto Blue Jays. The Miami Marlins could come into town and beat us 2 out of 3 games convincingly. I don't know if that's effort. I don't know if that's lack of focus. If it is, there's no excuse for that regardless. Maybe they're not good enough. Maybe they are. We don't know. There's a lot of question marks heading in to this playoffs. And I would say, first time in a long time, the confidence level of the fan base is definitely not as high. And, you know, a lot of people are going to chalk it up to 2020, COVID, you know, all the excuses in the book. But you know what? They had to play by the same circumstances as everybody else. So the playing field was even. They just, it's crazy. I can't remember a team at points in the season being as bad as they were. And they pissed away a division. There's times where they were being mocked by Tampa, mocked by Miami, mocked by a lot of teams, and yet they show no fight, no heart, and you're waiting for them to turn it on. And I'm not trying to be down, and this isn't a downer episode. As I like to say, I'm a realist. I believe that they're going to win the series. I hope that they're going to win the series. I have my dark thoughts in my head about maybe not winning the series, but, you know, I'm fighting that like everybody else because we're fans. It's, you don't know which team is going to show up. If this team comes out in game one and puts the hammer on Shane Bieber, and sets the tone early, puts up a 5 spot on these guys. And you know what? all is well. Cole has to be dominant. Tanaka has to be dominant. And then we move on to the next round. The keys of the game, the keys of the series, I got four. We're going to need good pitching, obviously. You can't win against Cleveland if your pitching doesn't match what their pitching is supposed to do. That's number one. Anything else just doesn't matter. Got to tighten up the defense. Looking at you, Glaber. All right? These mental mistakes with the throws and the lackadaisical play out there. That shit is over. Tighten it up. We need to get sharp and get sharp in a hurry. All right? If you can't be focused for the playoffs, then what are we even doing? All right? The ability not to give up at bats. We cannot go into this series with the mentality of home run or nothing. Home runs are hard to get in the playoffs against good caliber pitching, especially against the Cy Young winner. That staff's team ERA was like 2 point something, I think. Maybe three. That's pretty damn good in these days. All right. My guess is that they're not going to make a whole lot of mistakes. You have to learn how to take pitches, take the walks, and go the other way. These guys are either going to bust you in or they're going to shoot everything to the other side of the plate. And if it's something you can hit, go with it and put it the other way. Singles work too. Doubles are okay. Timely base hits win the game. And if they make a mistake and they put one down the middle, you can't miss it. Then you can tattoo them. Home runs are great. Hard to get in the playoffs. And Gary behind the plate. That's the fourth key. All right. I'm not sure what they're doing for game one yet. Nothing has been announced as of now. I'm filming it. I'm filming, recording at 9 in the morning on Monday. All right. So you'll hear this later on in the afternoon or you hear this in the morning. No roster moves have been announced yet. We'll go through that in a few minutes. But I don't know. Let's assume Gary starts behind the plate. Okay, because it's either that or he's going to be a bench guy because Stanton will be the DH. Gary cannot let the pass ball get by him. He needs to be, if he's going to continue to do this one knee bullshit, which he will do because, you know, apparently framing is the all-important fucking stat here. When there's bad umpiring, does framing even really matter that much? Pitchers who throw into the dirt are might be a little bit more hesitant to do so if Gary's behind the plate. Higgy is a much better defender. Higgy has the trust of Cole. And honestly, I think that's more important than getting Gary at bats. Now, if you want to throw Higgy in there for game two, that's a different decision. But for Cole, you got to pitch or you got to bat Higgy. But I don't know what Boone's going to do. Boone may decide it's Gary because of his ability to hit a home run every now and then. He can certainly change the way a game goes just by one swing of the bat. I get it. We get it. Gary's done it in the playoffs before. He's special. But you need the pitching is number one. All right. And if Cole feels more comfortable throwing the Higgy, then that's the way it's got to go. And whatever you can get out of Higgy offensively is cake on top of that. He's going to be your ninth hitter anyway. Now, if I had to construct the batting order for game one, and this is just me. Boone, I'm sure he'll do it differently, but I would do DJ leading off, Judge second, because Judge is always going to bat second, although I would like to see Voit there, because I think he was much better out of the two-hole this year. But Voit in the third spot, Stanton behind him, Glaber, Gio, Hicks, Frazier, and then Higgy. That's the way I would do it. Maybe flip Gio with Glaber, but you need Gio the way he hits to kind of protect Glaber. So maybe Glaber will see some pitches. I think really offensively it's going to come down to what Stanton does in these games. I don't want to pick on Stanton. Everybody loves to hate on him. And by the way, in case you were living under a rock, and the most obvious thing in the world, which we all knew, he is not going to opt out of his contract. Of course not. Why would he? You think he's going to get more money on the open market? Come on. All you people wishing that he would, you had to know better than that. But anyway, Stanton is the key. Okay, because he's going to be in RBI situations. You know how these moments always seem to find him. And he's going to see nothing but fucking sliders and off-speed junk down and away. And whether he has the ability to lay off of it may determine how a couple of these games go. I know it's weird to pin it on that, but think about it. You know how these spots always hit him. DJ's going to hit. Judge is going to hit. Voit's going to hit. Is Stanton going to bring these guys in? Is Glaber going to hit? I think Gio will hit because he's just that kind of guy. Hicks is another question. He kind of labored through the season. I still think he wasn't all the way healed, and I still think he's not. I think at this point, it's the playoffs. You kind of just let it fly. I think we're going to see a better Hicks in this series. I think we're going to see a more focused Hicks defensively. I think if he's going to need to throw home or throw somebody out on the base pass, I think he's going to let it fly. I think he's been kind of saving it all up for this time of the year. Clint Frazier, I think, is ready. And I think he's got something to prove. I think he's going to have a good series. He might be the key that nobody's thinking of. Which is weird, being that I said that Stanton is the key, but the moment always seems to find Stanton. Now, will he rise up or will he fall victim? We'll see. Now, Gary or Higgy, I think regardless, whoever starts, you got to put ninth in the and last in the order. It's just, I don't see how you can put him anywhere else. Now, we'll see how right I am about the lineup. I'm sure I'm off at least five of the players, but that's how I would construct it. Now, you got 28-man active roster, and you got a 12-man taxi for the playoffs, okay? Now, I'm trying to figure out who's going to be on the taxi. On the 28-man right now, currently. Now, we don't have a playoff version of it yet. That'll come out, I'm assuming, sometime today. So we'll go around the horn. Voit, DJ, Glaber, Gio, Judge, Hicks, Frazier, Stanton, Gary, Higgy, Gardner, Talkman, Wade, Kratz. Cole, Hank, Happ, Davey, Monty, Holder, Lasagna, Green, Otto, Nick Nelson, Sessa, Britton, Chapman, Schmidt. That's who's on there right now. That's 28. Three-game set. I don't know if there's a need to carry Kratz. It's three games. If you need to carry Kratz, then something's wrong. I would honestly take Kratz off the roster, put Miggy on, just for the bat. Or I'm seeing maybe Florial because of the speed. It's a punch, possible pinch runner situations, maybe defensive purposes for the outfield if need be. But that's, you know, you got Gardner and Talkman for that too. So I don't know. I think I'd rather have Miggy on the roster who can, you know, is a much better hitter than just about all of them. But the 12-man taxi that I constructed so far out of a couple things I've seen, maybe added a couple players, but we'll see how they mix things up. Miggy, Tyro, Ford, Matt Duffy, Jody Mercer, Rob Brantley, Lyons, Mike King, Yohure, Florial, Kriske, and Abreu. That's who I think they're going to carry in the 12. Now, you want to put Kratz on there and move Miggy over, I think that would be better. Does Mike King get added to the roster, maybe take Nick Nelson out? Or any one of the other bullpen arms? I don't know what they're going to do yet, but that's who I think is definitely on the team. I have to admit, the sense I'm getting from everybody on Twitter is not of nervousness. Very few people are sure. A lot of people are almost convinced that this team is not going to win at all. And the sad thing is, I can't even get on a lot of people because a lot of people are just downers anyway. That's how they try to justify the Yankees losing, things like that. I think we can win. I think they can turn it on, flip the switch again. I think there's a lot of things they can do. Would I be shocked if they lost? No. They've given us plenty of reason to believe it. Do I expect them to win? Yes. I think Cole and Tanaka are made for the playoffs, and this is where we go. We get through this round, we move on to the next round, we can reset the rotation and figure it out from there. Remember, everybody's going through the same problems that we have. So everything should be even. Now, no sound effects. No nothing. We'll do the good, the bad, and the ugly of the year. The good was DJ and Voit, and that's obvious. It carried this team. The bad was the injuries. Having Judge and Stanton go down, Judge going out twice, is not what you want. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. It is crazy. All right? Now, they are back. All right? And Judge is starting to hit a little bit. Stanton's kind of going through a slump, but he was hitting all year. We lost Paxton. He's going to be gone next year. I can't see any way they bring him back. And the ugly this year is obviously Gary. All right. What was his average? He didn't even make it to 200, I don't think. Strikeout machine, missing the meatballs down the middle of the plate, which Gary should not be missing. At times looked clueless up there. Looked like a little leaguer going up against Nolan Ryan. No chance. What are we going to do with Gary? Gary is, could be the X factor. And you're going to say, well, didn't you say Stanton is the key and then Clint was the low key? Yes. But if they're playing Gary, he's got a hit. So we need that playoff magic Gary. A lot of questions. I mean, I'm supposed to be pumped, right? Weren't we all supposed to be pumped? We made the playoffs, but everybody's going around like it's a goddamn funeral, like we lost already. And let me tell you, it feels that way. And I'm expressing it through my voice. I have no energy. And a lot of that is because of the New York Giants yesterday. That just ruined my day and weekend. And I have no excitement right now because that's where a lot of my mind is. The Yankees backing in yesterday. Brett Gardner tipping his cap to an empty fucking stadium at the end of the game because it's possibly his last year, definitely his, well, his last year in the Bronx, his last moment at Yankee Stadium because of the playoff hub system after the first round. A lot of things. How is Tanaka going to pitch? Because in his last final start, he was thinking about possibly how it was his last game in pinstripes. And maybe he's thinking this might possibly be my last playoff game. A game two, hopefully he's not, that's not his mindset and he's ready to go out there because we need playoff tank. Especially if I expect this to be up one game to nothing. I have no energy. I think a lot of you don't have the energy either. I'm hoping that we win two games. The first two games, move on to the next round, and then I guarantee you, the next episode will be all energy. Well, one way or the other, because it's going to come after the first round. So in a few days, I will be back, and I will either have positive excitement energy, we'll recap the series, of which I fully expect the Yankees to win. Stanton to have two home runs. Cole will be dominant. Tanaka will be dominant. There will be no game three. So I will talk to you guys in a couple days. All right. So tomorrow and then Wednesday. And if we win on Wednesday and we win the series, I will record that night. If we have to go to game three, I will record Thursday night. Win or lose, let's get fucking going here. Everybody, try to get through today. If you're a Giants fan, we'll get through it. If you're a Yankees fan, obviously you're a Yankees fan. This is a Yankees podcast. Get pumped up. All right? Pump me up on Twitter. Let's all get pumped up together. And I will talk to you guys then after a Yankee series win. And as always, go Yankees.